the dream.
And the dream. Right.
That was Friendship in the Fall, and that was This Side of Mondays. Miss Sandler, this song goes to you.
I'm not afraid to
fading into the distance here. That is Fanshawe, and that's off her debut album, Dark Eyes, and that was Rebecca, and that's taken from the name from a 1938 novel written by Daphne du Maurier. And you can actually catch her at the HMV on Robson Street this Friday as she's doing a free in-store performance at 6 p.m. But as well, if you're doing anything with Music Waste, she's along with Roy G. Biv playing on June 5th. And if you are in Toronto for North by Northeast, she will be playing at the Cameron House on one of the days in Toronto there. So that begins this, the Exploding Hen Movies for Victoria Day here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Exploding Head Movies is your cinematically inspired program here on UBC's fantastic community radio station. You can catch us online at www.citr.ca. You can phone the station here at 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegack@gmail.com. And I'm Gack, and happy Victoria Day. And as you just heard, we heard the Friendship and the Fawn there playing live here in the studio. We had to sort of makeshift a performance here in the live booth, but everything turned out well for Becky's final this side of Monday. So what we're going to do here is, before 9, we'll honor a couple of big shows coming here this week. And so we'll have LCD Sound System leader James Murphy scored for the film Greenberg. And then we'll have some Massive Attack as well, too. And we'll kick things off here with Hot Chip. And they start this Friday's European tour after their few dates here in North America. If you're in Switzerland for some reason, they're at the Bad Bon Kilby de Dingen. So from their latest album, One Life Stand, here is Hot Chip with Thieves in the Night.
So right, he said to be careful of thieves in the night. Oh, oh, oh. Baby, I've lost you here in the crowd. Open your arms, I want to be found. Oh, oh, oh. Maybe I'm calling your name in the night. Feel without sight.
said to be careful of bugs that don't bite. Whoa, whoa. My friend once told me something so right. He said to be careful of thieves in the night. Oh. Happiness is what we all want. May it be that we don't always want. Happiness is what we all want.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support the Vancouver Area Cycling Coalition's Bike to Work Week from May 31st to June 6th. Join thousands of others cycling and celebrating. Bike to Work Week encourages people to try biking to work and celebrates with those that already do. During the week, visit commuter stations to enjoy free food, drinks, bike maps, bike maintenance, and fabulous prizes. You can win a new bike for recruiting the most coworkers to join your team or for recording your commute online. There's a bike a day giveaway just for logging your commute. To register and track your progress online, visit biketoworkmetrovan.ca.
Do
Ontario. That's Bocce. That's Mike Bond, Ben Ong, along with Tony Salamone and Nick Must. And that song was Confident Confidant, or Forget Everything. You can find that off of their first full-length album, Disambiguation, which you can find both physically in your store and then as a pay-what-you-can download through Dad Mobile Records. We're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. Coming up next are a band you might hear on the mainstream radio as Holy F, but here, if you cover your ears, you'll hear it as Holy Fuck. And right now, the Toronto band are about to hit the road with Nice Nice, and the closest that they'll get here to the West Coast is June 6th in Portland, Oregon. But if you're keen on the entire music festival thing, you can always go to Glastonbury and they will be there. So from their new album Latin, here's Holy Fuck with SHTMTN. I'll let you figure out what that spells. his latest album, Triangulation. There's Scuba with You Got Me. And Scuba is the alias of Paul Rose. He's a Londoner based now in Berlin for the past 3 years. And in the early 2000s, he's producing beats with the Scuba alias. And then in 2003, he founded the now booming label Hot Flush. And before that, we heard Samps. And that was FXNC, and that's off their self-titled EP that just came out through Mexican Summer. And SAMPS stands for the South African Metaphysical Society, although they're based out of L.A. And it features occasional Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti member, Cole M. Grief Neal. And that debut 12-inch EP is just out. And then before that, we heard Caribou, and off his new album, Swim. The track we heard was Labellia, and if you are able to catch him, he's going to be in the Pacific Northwest next weekend. I believe he's on Seattle in Thursday. He'll be playing Victoria's Sugar on Friday. He'll be playing an all-ages show in the Rickshaw Theater, and all those performances will be with Toro y Moi, one of the Chillwave guys. And then, of course, if you're going to Sasquatch this weekend in Quincy, Washington, he'll be playing on Sunday. And we started that set off with Holy Fuck, with what spells out as Shit Mountain. And that's off their new album, Latin. You're exclusive to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Hopefully you've enjoyed your first long weekend of the summertime here in 2010 BC. Relax, 2010. That's how it should be. And we're going to dive into something. This is one of those genres that's still sort of forming a label. But at this point, some people are more on the wagon and whatnot. Some people are calling it drag. Some people are calling Woodhouse. I might sort of explore a little bit more about this later, but this track is by Balaam Akab, and that's the alias of 19-year-old college student Alec Kuhn, and based on an upload of some songs they had produced onto MySpace, the guys over the Triangle label jumped on that and helped release it. So from his self-titled EP, here is Balaam Akab with Sea Birds. Thank you.
favorite things about the Pendulum are, number one, their peanut butter bars, which are the best peanut butter bars in the whole world, and I've heard that the lemon bars are good too. Number two, their sandwiches and the quesadillas and most everything they make for lunch, because it's all really delicious and it comes with a salad. And number three, they have breakfast until 11 a.m. every morning, so no matter how early you get to school, you can still go there. And they're open till like 9 o'clock, maybe? I don't even know, but I go all the time, and they're the best place to eat in the sub.
All right, there's Becky there extolling the virtues of the Pendulum here in the sub at UBC. In the background, we heard DEADMAU5, and that was Board of Canada playing off the Scottish duo's name there. And you can find that off his 2006 album, Get Scraped Through Zuluk. And at this point, if you are going to Sasquatch, he was there last year. He will be here this year. He's playing on Saturday there. And if you picked up the little iPhone version of Grand Theft Auto 4, one of the radio stations on that thing is devoted exclusively to DEADMAU5. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Gak. This is Exploding Head Movies here. And we're going to dive into the first of our two little profiles here. And this will be on Massive Attack. And they will be playing at the Malkin Bowl here this Saturday. Weather permitting, rain or shine, there they go. And as well, too, they'll be playing at Sasquatch as well. So the band is back. This is their fifth album out as part of a sound system, although this is the first one to have them back as a duo, because the one that they had released 7 years ago, it's 2003's 100th Window, that was basically a solo work with 3D. But Daddy G came back in the fold here. And they originally had some sessions recorded in 2007 for something called The Weather Underground that had some help with Damon Albarn with. But at that point, they sort of junked the sessions since they weren't feeling it, and they recorded everything from scratch. So this new album is called Heligoland, which is named after a German archipelago. And this track here is called Babel, which features the vocals of Martina Topley-Bird, who we remember back in the days of trip-hop. She actually was Tricky's muse, since she appeared on his first two albums a lot. But she's come back into the Bristol fold, and Massive Attack approached her about providing some vocals on some songs. The album actually features Damon Albarn, some of the guys from TV on the Radio, and of course Horse Andy with his ethereal vocals. But the nice thing with Topley-Bird is that she actually has her own album out too soon, and she actually is touring with Massive Attack. So, from Heligoland, here's Massive Attack along with Martina Topley-Bird with Babel. Thank you.
said you'd be my dad. I'm running so far out of my head. This rain of heart that ripples my day. Can never say about it. We'll be right back.
around anytime we like because they're only agents mentioning no names like, oh, and this thing of me becoming a bit of a TV star lately, I want you all to know it's not going to change me one little bit.
Hey, Michael. You got me out there? Tom, what do you think?
Last time we spoke, I told you to go fuck yourself. Think you've changed a bit since then, haven't I?
I've been a dream. I'm slowly doing it, Jim. Talking shite. Michael, who?
Captured by the game.
There was Massive Attack featuring Tracy Thorne around the time, same recording time as Protection, and that was The Hunter Gets Captured by the Game, a great old Motown track there, and that was off the Batman Forever soundtrack from 1995. In some ways, that soundtrack is the only redeeming feature of that film, but nevertheless, weird mark there. And then before that, we heard Damon Albarn along with Massive Attack, and that was One Day at a Time, and you can find that off the 2000 soundtrack to Ordinary Decent Criminal. And then we started that set off with Babel featuring Martina Topley Bird and Massive Attack, and that's off their latest album Heligoland, and they are playing the Malkin Bowl this May 29th on Saturday.
Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Gak. This is Exploding Head Movies. And by all sounds of it right now, hopefully you're listening on an AM radio with the left channel working. I'm not sure exactly what's going on the right one. Everything we see right now is clicks. So hopefully you've been able to listen to this and appreciate it as you could. I'm not sure if this will impact the podcast, but you can always tune in later. www.citr.ca. Subscribe via the schedule, or a schedule as the Canadians call it. And yeah, hopefully things will work out. If not, well, that is the perils that are college radio here. So this next band actually is playing next Monday, so but I'm going to lump them in now just on the off chance I managed to actually get tickets to it. But based on current luck and finances, that appears not to be the case. And that would be LCD Sound System out of New York, part of the DFA label. And these guys are actually going to be opening for LCD Sound System. Now, the one thing to watch out for is apparently this is LCD Sound System's last tour as part of their last album. So be aware of what's going on. So maybe we should treasure this a bit more and appreciate it that way. But anyways, part of the DFA label is this next act that are called Holy Ghost. They've done a whole bunch of DJ sets, so this is their first live tour. And as I said, on Monday, they will be opening for LCD Sound System. But if you can't catch them this Monday, they will be opening for Chromeo once Chromeo hits the road. And that will be, looks like they'll be at the Commodore Room here on August 11th. And Holy Ghost just released a new little EP called Static on the Wire last week. And from that EP, here's Holy Ghost with Say My Name. Thank you.
you know you should. Hold on, hold on, even though you know you should. Cool strangers, aeroplanes, blue diamonds, broken manes. Old child, ocean smile, sweet mistake, stay a while. Lost language, left me dry.
Thank you.
LCD Sound System off their new album. This is happening. Third and final album, Purportedly Be, and that was I Can Change. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies. Here we're going to listen to a bit more of James Murphy after this. This is another show that's coming into town on the 27th.
CITR 101.9 FM and Timber Productions Concerts present from San Francisco, California, Girls, Wednesday, May 26th and Thursday, May 27th at Venue. With the band's incredible background, as intriguing as its music, this is a doubleheader you'll not want to miss. Pitchfork called their debut album one of the best records of 2009, a dizzily powerful piece of work. And critics from around North America have heralded this group as everything from brazenly honest and heart-wrenching pop to teenage bedroom breakup letters set to music. That's Girls, with special guests at Venue, 881 Granville Street, Wednesday, May 26th, and Thursday, May 27th. Doors at 8, show at 9:30. Tickets available in advance at Red Cat, Scratch, Zulu, and High Life Records, or on the internet at ticketweb.ca. Presented by Timber Productions Concerts and CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Listening to CITR Vancouver here. Coming up now is some selections from the Greenberg soundtrack. And LCD Sound System recorded this at the same time as This Is Happening. The album came out in L.A. And James Murphy scored, and he cameoed in this film. It was directed by Noah Baumbach, we know from The Squid and the Whale and Margaret at the Wedding. He also helped write a couple of Wes Anderson's recent films, such as The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou and The Fantastic Mr. Fox. And Murphy met Baumbach, based on the primary reason that Murphy agreed to it is after communicating with it, and they seem to be on the same page with regards to about how to make more songs as opposed to scores, since Murphy indicated that he wasn't really a big fan of scores, since they just seem to be more like mood tones and spacey surround sound type shit. So based on that, he listened to some of the other soundtrack cues that were selected for the film. And this is what he came up with. So if you're expecting more of the LCD Sound System and the DFA template, this is a lot different. So we're going to start off here with James Murphy, as he's credited on 11 of the tracks. And this is People.
Together for you. lock the window. That's the window that gets broken. You can throw a tantrum. We can tie your shoe. If you don't feel sleepy, we'll just read until you do. No one can tell you what you think you know. If we're eager, but the wait will seem to end. No one can tell you all you need to know, but we'll help you grow, my friend. You can build a tower, we will make a road.
Murphy with Please Don't Follow Me. And before that, we heard Birthday Song, Thumbs, and then we started off with People, all selections from the soundtrack to the film Greenberg. And that soundtrack came out through the DFA Parlophone label. And the 11 songs are credited to James Murphy. There's one new LCD Sound System track, although it plays in the same vein as what we just heard there. And the rules that basically that were come up with when they came up with the soundtrack was Nilsson's House, Brian Wilson's House, Paul McCartney's House, 1973. And there's other songs on the soundtrack there by bands like the Steve Miller Band, Duran Duran, and then Albert Hammond, who at this point most of us probably know more as being the father to one of the guys on the Strokes. And that's about it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up at 9, it's The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Then at midnight, it is Rob Previtt, Sore Throats, Clapping Hands. If you missed any of this week's episode, well, you'll probably still catch only the left channel version here, but yeah, just go to CITR.ca, subscribe to the RSS feed as a podcast through iTunes, Feedburner, what have you, and we'll go from there. So if next week, if I don't make it to the LCD show, we've got some sprightly pop
Some 60s British influence, featuring the soundtrack to the film An Education. And the background here is coming from the forthcoming album, Completely Dusted. This is Deathly Fighter, and the track is Death Charge. So hopefully you enjoyed yourself this long weekend. Everyone's back to whatever they need to on a Tuesday. So enjoy yourselves. Hopefully the weather pans out. We'll see you soon.
You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up. The time is 9 p.m. and check us out on the web as well, www.citr.ca.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-dee-doo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo.